Good morning. It's 8:13 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Hour number two of Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson, your host this week. Glad to be here. We'll spend the next hour talking to somebody who I think might be familiar with a microphone. I'm not sure. Mayor John Pritchard, the mayor of the city of Galesburg. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me in today. Good morning, Will. And, you know, I own a lot of microphones, but I don't know how to use them very well.
Well, I didn't have to prompt you to pull that one up close to you there.
Well, that's true. I know that.
Yeah, there you go. We should say that, of course, John signs my paycheck here at WGIL, and I, by way of disclosure, since there is still a little bit of newsman left in me, I invited John. John did not demand any airtime, if you will, but it's always nice to have the mayor right around the corner if we have a city question.
Yep, that's always helpful.
You just started your second term as mayor. How would you evaluate your first term in a short minute or two?
Oh gosh, that's a self-serving question. Well, I think we got a lot of things underway. We got some things accomplished, and there's more yet to do. So I'm happy to work at it for another 4 years.
And obviously you and your family are long a part of Galesburg, but is being mayor something that was so far harder than you expected, or did you have some idea of how difficult being mayor might be when you ran, or is there always a learning curve?
Well, there's always a learning curve. I think I probably ended up on five or six or seven different organizations that I wasn't even aware of when I was running for mayor. You know, there's, you know, so I'm frequently in other cities as a part of that. And if you want to get things done, you got to put the effort into it. So spending more time maybe than I originally predicted.
I would imagine so. It seems like from when I first started here that we see you in and out of the office more than maybe we used to before you were mayor.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, you don't see me much, do you?
No, certainly. Okay. Not. But that's or see your
which
long
is good
period,
right? It's a good thing for you guys. Well, I'm not here.
Yeah. Well, you might want to talk to Roger about that, but that's another discussion.
Okay.
For
all
another
right.
day. I don't know, but what has maybe taken up the most of your time as mayor? Is it all these other committees and things that you end up being a part of as mayor?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I think, of course, my natural instinct is to be involved in economic development issues. You know, the first thing we did in the beginning of the last term was, you know, reestablish a strong public-private partnership and have a well-funded and well-operated economic development organization. So, and I spent a lot of time on various projects regarding potential new jobs for the city.
I remember when you first ran for mayor and that issue of, at the time, GRETA, the Galesburg Regional Economic Development Association, got a lot of criticism from folks in terms of money being spent. And then you formed this new partnership, and I think some folks might have been nervous that it might have ended up being more the same. But I gather that it's not, and it's worked pretty well since that new partnership formed.
Yeah, I think it's been working very well. They've been involved in a lot of projects, and you know, they I think the key is we've got professional staff in place. It's a 10-member board, so it's much structurally it's much lighter than GRETA, which I think had approaching 40 board members. So to even have a conversation in a meeting was difficult because there's just too many people in the room.
That's probably the key, is it to probably keep it somewhat as simple as possible, right?
Yep. That usually works better.
What talk to me about some of those successes you've seen in terms of economic development. I guess the one that continues to come to mind for me is the development with Pegasus Manufacturing, among others.
Yeah, Pegasus. when I became mayor, Pegasus was contemplating a move to somewhere. It could have been Galesburg, could have been Texas. I think Ray and Ruth Whitehead, I hit it off with them, and we got problem solved quickly, and the result was they moved here. Since they've been here, we've worked with them on a lot of other projects. The city recently helped fund an expansion. They're getting into another line of business, high quality weldments. So, as a result of being associated with Pegasus, we've worked on a number of other projects.
That expansion was just coming into play as I was coming back here in April.
Yep.
How's that coming along, do you know?
You know what? I don't know. We're already working on the next project with Pegasus. I think it's going along fine. I mean, I know Ray has been in Taiwan recently working on some projects, and he's recently back, and I haven't had a chance to meet with him yet.
You know, in terms of that, as an example, I imagine, I think we could agree that that's probably the perfect example of what sort of economic development efforts the city has undertaken. But I kind of wonder, there's still a group of residents in Galesburg that maybe, and it's, I don't think it's ever going to be this way, that they want a big employer like a Maytag back in town. And I can't imagine that that's really all that sustainable these days.
Well, that's a thought I'd love to entertain. I wish it was possible, but
yeah,
the kind of manufacturing jobs that Galesburg had in the 70s, really have left the borders.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the biggest problem I've encountered, and since I even began running for mayor the first time, was we have a lot of businesses that are looking to hire people who can't find candidates locally. And if you were going to bring a large employer here, the first issue, if you're in the selection process, is what kind of workforce do you have? And we come up short in that regard. In fact, that's one of the other initiatives that's been undertaken. And Ray at Pegasus and I and others have worked to, back on February 10th, you may not be aware of this, Will, because you weren't here.
I've done a little homework.
Okay. Well, you know, what I've seen as mayor is huge cooperations between different government and private entities. And one of the effects of Ray, you know, and Ray and I talked about this for years and working on it, was the fact that we don't have skilled, in his case, CNC operators, CNC programmers. And as a result of his efforts and others, $500,000 of equipment and software and tools were donated to Galesburg High School. And they've established the curriculum to train CNC operators and CNC machinists. So, you know, we're hopefully, that fits into a bigger picture, a bigger plan is, there's a nationwide shortage of these people with these skills. And we hope that Galesburg would become a place where we have more of those people here and therefore can attract other businesses who need those kind of folks.
That's really going to be the key, isn't it? Partnering with GHS and with Carl Sandburg College and things like that to get that job retraining going.
Yeah, I think that's going to make the difference. In other words, I'm always searching for, you know, how do we get gain an advantage over everybody else that's looking for the same things that we are? And developing the workforce is one of those key factors, I think, that'll pay off. It's not a short term, you know, it's going to change everything in the next 2 years, but it's
right.
But it's going to be one of those things that helps the community, and it also helps all those young people.
Yeah, kind of slow, at least in terms of that, kind of slow and steady is going to win the race, isn't it?
Right. Yep.
All right. We're going to take a break here. We're talking with Mayor John Pritchard on Galesburg Live. If you have questions, you can call 342-9194 or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WGIL14. And as we're able to, you have them, we'll be glad to try to answer those questions for you here in this hour of Galesburg Live. It's 8:22 on WGIL, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Live continues this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Good morning. Glad you're here. We're talking this hour with Mayor John Pritchard. If you have questions, 342-9194 or go to facebook.com/WGIL14. You've had a lot of other things economic development-wise come up, John, in the last couple of years, and we were just talking during the break. I think once upon a Once upon a time, a few months ago, a certain somebody wearing a yellow shirt right now drove into Galesburg from Springfield for a job interview. And I remember looking off to my left coming in off of I-74 and saying, I guess I blew my cover that it's me there. But I remember seeing the new Holiday Inn development and sort of the fencing and sort of that aesthetic coming into town. And I thought that was really nice. And that sort of thing really plays a part too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, first of all, we're fortunate that we have the new hotel out there. That's generating, you know, first of all, it's a beautiful hotel. It's generating lots of revenue for the city, which we appreciate. We always need revenue. But you know, that the beautification project of East Main Street that was finished last year, I can remember sitting in a meeting like 20 years ago with a group of businessmen who were, you know, talking about what can we do to beautify that entrance. So sometimes these projects take a long time, but then they pay off.
Yeah, why did it take so long? If you say you were sitting in a meeting 20 years ago and this very thing was discussed, why did some of those seems like simple things like that take so long?
Well, you know, really, I hate to say it this way, but you know, money gets to be the issue.
Yeah.
You know, it took a long time for the city to get in position and get various grants and so forth to get that project done. And I'm glad they did. It looks great, and it enhances the city. So.
And are there plans to expand that into other entrances into the city? I imagine there are, if money becomes available, right?
Well, you know, yeah, I don't think there's any particular set piece plans. I mean, obviously, you know, the Interstate 74 intersection was kind of
it was probably the most crucial,
most crucial one. You know, I think you know, we've got a lot of plans with downtown redevelopment. We're working on grants to assist residential, you know, lead. I don't want to use the word abatement, but that's not the correct technical word. But reducing the lead in homes that are affecting, you know, poisoning young children under age six. So there's a whole series of things. Obviously, we're going to start with lead service line replacement here shortly. I think we still have another item on the agenda at the next council meeting to approve. It seems like, you know, it's most hoops we ever jumped through on anything. So if you look around town, lots of infrastructure projects underway. Mm-hmm. I think in a week or so, we're going to unveil the plans on the Farnham Street Bridge and have a public meeting to talk about that. We just did the park across the street from us last week, where we had people come in and look at the various plans developed by the Massey firm. Seminary Street's being rebuilt, which is distressing to me because I used to have to make one turn out of my driveway. Now I have to make about nine turns to get downtown, but it's going to be well worth it when it's done. You know, one of the things that's happened is, you know, the retail development all went out on North Seminary Street.
Yeah.
And so that the need to upgrade the street to handle the volume of traffic is needed. Obviously, the underpass is underway. That's ahead of schedule, knock, knock. But that'll be create a beautiful entrance. It's going to improve public safety. Fire trucks, ambulances, police will be able to respond more quickly without having to try and figure out how to get around trains.
You know, if I didn't know any better, that almost sounds like too much happening at once. But it's all stuff that would need to happen sooner or later.
Well, yeah, I would say that, you know, Wayne Carl's people are buried alive under projects. You know, because, you know, we've got Jefferson Street, others, you know, we've got stuff going on all over the place. But I think one of the things I recognized, you know, with tight budgets in the past, the stuff that got sacrificed first were the infrastructure things that needed to be done. And having a safe, safe streets, appropriate water and so forth is part of what will help attract people to this community and help attract companies. So it's still under economic development from my perspective.
Yeah. Is that tough to balance, though, kind of the needs of infrastructure versus, you know, other city needs? Or are you finding that easier or harder to figure out,
I guess? what we did is we passed the utility tax a couple years ago, and the council at that time designated those funds to be used for infrastructure. And frankly, there's way more need than there is money, of course.
Sure.
So it's a matter of prioritizing the most important projects first.
I remember 10 years ago covering, I guess, the opening of, I think, was it maybe Broad Street, where some of the, not Broad or Prairie, I can't remember where, some of the brick street had been redone, and it was nice, and it was it looked beautiful, and there was a big push to try to preserve as many brick streets as possible. But that's, you know, I imagine, well, that's all well and good. That's, you know, it's got to be tough overall in terms of, you know, the overall picture of infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, my family has a history. We actually probably were operating the Purrington Brick Paving Company back in the days when the city bought the brick, put in the brick streets. Replacing a brick street basically increases the cost significantly, because you have to build a street underneath it and then put the bricks on it, as opposed to just building the street. So if you want to, you can, in the sense of the street itself, without counting curbs and gutters, doubles the cost.
Yeah.
But we need to preserve some of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm behind on time, but maybe I'll end this segment with this question in terms of infrastructure. You know, people hear about, you know, the over and underpasses and the street work being done. But I imagine you must get more often than you would like to admit, when is my sidewalk going to get repaired?
Yeah, well, you know what? Obviously, you know, those are issues, and we... My sweetheart mother-in-law has actually, you know, had a couple of injuries where she's tripped on some uneven sidewalks in the last couple of years. And, everybody, you know, that's part of the issue is everybody, you know, would like to see their problem taken care of first. And the council and I rely on the public works people to prioritize the projects.
All right. It's 8:32. We're talking with Mayor John Pritchard in this hour of Galesburg Live. Again, 342-9194 if you have any questions, or go to facebook.com/WGIO14. If we have questions, we'll be happy to try and answer them here in the remainder of our program. But first, we need to break for news on WGIL. This is Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, your host this week. 342-9194 is our number if you have questions for our guest this week, Mayor. And, of course, by way of disclosure, WGIL owner John Pritchard. Again, thanks for agreeing to come in early. I know you said off the air a couple of weeks ago when we set this up that you had to get approval from the boss to be here today.
That's right. We have a wedding going on this afternoon, and I was not – when you asked me – I wasn't sure of what my assignments were going to be today, but I got the clearance to come in, so here I am, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, I have to thank Jane, then, for allowing you to come in today.
That's right.
And congratulations on the wedding coming up this afternoon.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Other issues, you said economic development, I imagine, is probably the area that you would like to take up most of your time. I imagine that's probably far from the case at times, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on at times. Sometimes, the Lake Story Beach project, you know, came up kind of suddenly, and we got that. The council approved that, and Dan Reynolds now will be hopefully opening up very soon the paddle boats and so forth. And we hope that we're excited about that. We think he'll bring a lot of interesting events out there to the lake.
Talk a little bit about that for me, because there was one plan that was submitted that the council kind of tabled and didn't get brought back up again, and then Dan's plan came in. And I imagine initially that the city's plan was just to open the beach part of it and leave that open unstaffed and not have to worry about the rest of it. So what made the change so sudden, I guess, in that regard.
Well, I think you know, some in this particular case, you know, the administration's opinion was, you know, maybe this is something that needed to be studied and considered for next year's operation, and some of the aldermen felt differently, and so the proposal was brought, you know, put on the agenda and approved with a couple of adjustments. I don't think we probably could have found a more qualified person to do this than Dan Reynolds. He's got a lot of, him and his family have lots of experience in this kind of operation. I think maybe the first candidate didn't have that kind of experience.
The Reynolds family had operated the beach in the past, right?
Yes. Yep. For a number of years. I can't tell you how many years, but for quite a long time.
That's something I didn't really know about. I guess when I first came to Galesburg, it was always sort of a city operation, but it wasn't always the case.
Yeah, I think earlier than that is when this happened and so forth, and I think, you know, probably many more people enjoyed the Lake Story Beach back in those days.
What kind of change do you think to make it to? It seems like that maybe it sort of ebbs and flows now in terms of activity at the beach, maybe perhaps compared to years ago.
Well, I think he'll probably, you know, create events, give people a reason to want to go out there and enjoy the beach, provide probably a greater variety of concessions to people, and just generally promote the lake.
Are people looking for more of those maybe varied things to do other than paddle boats and things like that at the lake?
Well, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Is this going to impact our fireworks show at the lake on the 4th of July, John?
Yeah. Well, actually it may, you know.
But in a good way, right?
Part of it's a good way. Part of it may not be so good, because one of the things the city did was give Dan the right to all the concessions on the north side of the lake. Well, so the good news is I think there'll be a lot more food available for people to purchase during the 4th. That's always been a concern of ours. We've never, you know, we have trouble getting people who want to come out and sell food on the 4th of July holiday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for instance, the United Way, which is involved in it,
right?
You know, they receive compensation from the people that sell all the glow sticks and all that type of stuff. So, mm-hmm. Those details have to be worked out with Dan.
I was only half kidding, because of course WGIL puts on Big Bang Boom every
right,
year.
Right? Yeah. But
either way, there's still going to be a fireworks show.
There will be a fireworks show, and I think there'll be more, hopefully there'll be a lot more food concession choices, because there's a lot of people out there that are hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. The beach normally is open from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yes.
Is Dan still hoping to get, obviously Memorial Day's Monday. I can't imagine he's completely ready to go, but I imagine, is it going to be pretty close?
I think it's going to be pretty close. Last time I talked to him, he said he was going to be able to hit that mark.
All right, very good. We're talking with Mayor John Pritchard. Again, 342-9194, or go to facebook.com/WGIL14. What other sorts of issues have come up? What did I miss when I was gone for 2 years, John? I guess
the same stuff you missed when you were here, Will.
Well,
ouch.
I'll make a note of that in my report.
Okay.
That might have to be edited out of the podcast of this. But I was reading up a little bit on things like this Heart and Soul Initiative, and I guess I don't completely understand what that is. Is that sort of it sounds like a community-based way to get people involved in the development of the city?
Yeah, you know, the Orton Family Foundation has done the Heart and Soul projects, mainly on the East Coast or the Far West. We're kind of the first major Midwestern location that they're trying this. The city of Galesburg and the Galesburg Community Foundation have kind of partnered, you know, to fund this project, and it's a multi-year project, but the real purpose is to try and find a vision of where we should be going forward to, you know, dealing with issues of, you know, why don't we get another Maytag plan in here? Well, you know, those things, you know, kind of find out what common things that we as citizens of Galesburg want to do. And they actively reach out into all segments of the community, which I like. And they actively, you know, they're working. It's really an excellent precursor to the Galesburg Comprehensive Plan work.
Yeah. Which you're about to start on too, correct?
Which we're now starting on, and, okay, and doing it in timing wise so that the heart and soul material is available to help guide that planning process as well. So it's a grassroots, get the information from the ground up kind of approach.
It's one of those things where no matter what community I've lived in, there's always no short of people that think they have ideas to improve the city or make changes in the city. But I don't mean to be so maybe brazen about this, but it's almost sort of a, I don't want to say a put up or shut up type of thing, but it's really, you know, now is the time to get those ideas out.
Right. Now is the time for people to come forward and give us their input. You know, there are a lot of good ideas out there, and there are a lot of ideas out there that are actually we've been working on for quite some time, and there's some ideas that aren't so well thought out.
Yeah. So where are we at in that process? Are we sort of sorting through those ideas now, or how does that work?
Well, the Heart and Soul is a multi-phase process. They're really kind of distilling, you know, kind of editing the final, you know, editing for brevity, the final versions of what the community has told them.
And where does that go from here?
Well, it'll go back to the community as a whole, and it will obviously you know, go into the comprehensive planning process.
Okay. Pleased with how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there's been a real core of very dedicated volunteers who worked very hard to make it happen, and they've been I think doing a great job. And you know, we had a meeting a few months ago at the fire station where, you know, we had, gosh, a lot of people turn out as a part of this Heart and Soul project.
So, it's got to be pretty comforting to know that so many people are willing to help, right?
Yep, it's great. I what I've found as mayor is, you know, there are a lot of people not only willing to help but are helping in various capacities, not just Heart and Soul, but it might be whatever, the fish food pantry or whatever. There's just a lot of people here doing a lot of good stuff.
You know, and I don't want to say on the reverse of that, but I had forgotten until I saw one of these yesterday that it always kind of concerned me that there was this sort of mentality out there. I was coming into work here at the radio station, and I end up behind a pickup truck that had one of those Galesburg, a great place to starve bumper stickers on it. And quite honestly, my first thought was, well, if you really believe that, why are you still here? But yeah. Does it bother you that there are still people that might think that way?
Well, you know, I don't think it's necessarily productive for moving the town forward. But you know, people, this is the United States, and people can have the right to express what they want to express. I would rather just shorten it to Galesburg, a great place, and leave it at that. But you know, those people are still here, and this is their town too.
Is it hard to kind of maybe convince people like that to say, you know, hey, we need people like you to be more helpful and help us grow?
Well, I think,
or is that where the Heart and Soul thing came?
Well, I think that's part of the Heart and Soul project is to talk about, you know, where we need to go. Is, you know, I look at that bumper sticker and you know, it's a complaint about the past. Really, you know, Galesburg has lost in the 40 years between 1970 and 2010, you know, Galesburg lost 10,000 manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
Those jobs aren't coming back. You know, we're trying to move forward in the field of high tech manufacturing and all those related things. That'll happen, but you know, we're not going to have, you know, we're not going to be having hundreds of jobs at a time. We'll be having, you know, 30 jobs at a time or 50 jobs at a time. So, mm-hmm.
True story. I'm sure you don't remember this, John, but I first started here 15 years ago at WGIL, 10 days before the Maytag plant announced that it was going to close.
And I never knew why that happened. Now I do. Okay.
Wow, that's wow. Two for John on the scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I remember people saying almost immediately, oh, this place is going to turn into a ghost town when that plant closes. And I remember thinking to myself, even though I'm a news reporter and by rights, you know, we're kind of pretty cynical folk, I remember thinking that that can't possibly be the case, that that's never going to happen like that.
No, we're not, you know, we're not a ghost town. And, you know, we've suffered ill effects from losing all those jobs, sure. Whether it be Maytag or OMC or whatever. But I think we have to look ahead and decide, you know, to get on with life and get on with building up the community. You know, we have a lot of resources here. You know, the railroad, of course, is our biggest employer in Galesburg. OSF Hospital is the biggest employer in Knox and Warren County, if you combine them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a lot of fundamental strengths, and we just need to build on those. You know, we're an educational center, a health center, mm-hmm. a retail center.
I never really gave as much credit as maybe I should have to the hospital community in terms of perhaps economic development till I went to Springfield and noticed how important the medical district between the couple of hospitals and the School of Medicine down there. I never realized, and in Springfield, that would be the biggest employer outside of state government. I didn't realize how important that can really be to the area.
Yeah, it's a huge factor to the area, not only because, you know, the hospitals employ lots of people, but generally a lot of those people are making pretty decent wages
and
benefits, yeah,
and owning homes and owning homes, all that residual stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 8:51. We're going to take one final break. We're talking with Mayor John Pritchard here on Galesburg Live on WGIL. 342-9194 or go to facebook.com/WGIL14 if you have a question. We'll have a few more minutes with the mayor coming up. 8:56 on WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. A final few minutes this morning with Mayor John Pritchard as our guest. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today. We were talking a little bit about, in the earlier segment, some things with jobs and job creation. And while it may not be the large amount of work that some people may want, it's really, as you said, with the job training and even as Pegasus and other places expand, it's really kind of seems like a decent flow of things happening, all things considered.
Well, I think so. You know, obviously, to succeed in economic development, we have to find some ways where we have an advantage over other communities. And, in the biggest, widest sense, the educational attainment levels of your community are a real indicator of where you're going to end up in this competition. So another idea that we grabbed onto early on, actually, I think I started working on this before I was sworn in, was, you know, Peoria had a Peoria scholarship program whereby, right. You know, graduates from District 150 could attend ICC if they had a 2.0 or greater, and this promise would provide scholarship funds so they could go. So the economic development reason to do that is you want to, you know, the more educated and skilled your workforce is, the better your community is going to survive, because that's what it's going to be. We're going to survive, rise or fall, based on our skills. And so we took that idea, and the council supported it, and we put in place the Galesburg Promise, which has, of course, I wish I brought my statistics sheet with me this morning.
That's all right.
But
suffice it to say, that's worked out really well.
That's worked out really well. A lot of, like something like 25% of the GHS graduates the last 4 years have taken some part in the scholarship program,
yeah,
to go to Carl Sandburg. I like to talk about, you can get a scholarship to go to Carl Sandburg, and then you can, they have a curriculum now in CNC. Computer, you know, numerated controls, and and Pegasus will, you can go to Carl Sandburg for free, and then Pegasus will hire you as an intern and pay you money.
Beautiful.
So it's a perfect league scenario if you're interested in that field, if young people are, and I hope I hope we have enough there. So yeah, those are all things. They're really designed to give us an advantage in marketing the city to industry to attract them to come here.
Well, I was going to try to give you a few seconds to answer the million-dollar question, what's next? But unfortunately, we're out of time, John.
Okay. All right.
but great discussion. Thanks for coming in and bringing your insight into what's happening at the city with all kinds of things going on.
You're welcome. And, do I have 30 seconds?
I will give you 30 seconds.
Okay.
I hope, don't tell the boss that I'm giving you some extra time.
All right. Well, I just wanted to... it is Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
It's a time when we want to thank and honor all the veterans, and I just wanted to say thank you to them for their service, and remember all those who've, aren't with us today, and that's it.
And we have a parade, of course, on Monday morning all about that.
Yep, we do.
Mayor John Pritchard, thanks so much again. We'll have to talk again some point down the road here.
You're welcome. Thanks.
It's 9 o'clock at WGIL. Ask the Handyman coming up next, but first a check of local news. Stay tuned.